This is the Preach Jacobs Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? This is Preach Jacobs with the Preach Jacobs Podcast, sponsored by Soul House at Kolger Center for the Arts. We're also sponsored by Big Media that is distributing these episodes you're listening to. Shout out to Barrett. If you got a chance to listen to the first episode, Barrett and I had a little AMA. He asked me some questions about my background doing fly shit in Columbia for a long time. So please check that out. We're going to try to have these out probably once a week. We might go to twice a week. We see what happens, blah, 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 blah. You know how it is. It's one of those things where you do a podcast and when two people listen to it, you get discouraged. But I can't think of it that way, right? You got to do the work. And the work is being done. Speaking of the work, shout out to all the support for the people that came to our first Soul House sessions with Nikki Finney and Dre Lopez. Dre did an amazing Nikki Finney illustration that we surprised her with and put on a canvas. It's absolutely incredible. If you guys are following me on all my socials, you can see those pictures on there as well. Get tickets to the next Soul House sessions. It's going to be September the 10th with Amethyst Ganaway, and the artist is to be determined. We're working on some stuff right now. And we got some other fly shit that I will keep you guys posted on. If you guys are ever at Lula Drake on Tuesday nights, y'all can find me in there playing records, jazz records. Don't have a lot to say before this episode gets started. Just like to do a little introduction. We have a guest on this episode that you're going to hear, Adia Nicole from A Vibe Called Yoga, who has the flagship program with Soul House. The first person that came to me and said, like, let's do something on a regular basis. And that's something that I think is really, really important, especially after having the first conversation series with Nikki Finney. And she challenged me. She challenged me to keep doing this. She challenged me to say, hey, if you got all these people in the room, find the next person that needs to be highlighted. Find the next person that needs to be amplified. I'm always a sayer of I want to pull as I climb. And she talked about, like, look, fuck a profit. Fuck trying to think about, oh, is this going to be popular? Is it the right thing to do? And so I think that with that approach, that's what I want to start doing with this podcast. So please, please, please support. I would also say the best way to support an artist or things that we do when we have these events, buy a motherfucking ticket. We sold out of the show for Nikki Finney, and we sold pretty much a dozen the night of for the one that we have for her for the next one. So please make sure you go and support. Make sure that we sell out the next edition of A Vibe Called Yoga once again. I don't know what else I want to talk about. It's not a lot, you know. This is a couple of days before my birthday, so by the time this episode comes out, I would be 42, and I call that the Jackie Robinson year. It's really interesting when a birthday comes back around, because if you're like me on my phone, I look at where the fuck was I on this day a year ago? Where the fuck was I on this day 2 years ago? And sometimes the worst critic is the one that's in the mirror, where you start to say, oh shit, a year ago I had this, a year ago this was going on. And then you look at where you are right now and you freak out. So I've been going through that a little bit lately, but I think that also there has to be an extreme amount of gratitude for all the love and support. So even though that we're out of the Lincoln Street location of Soul House, one of the things we did for this first edition of the Soul House Conversation Series is I took the old sign that we had on our Lincoln Street location and asked people to write little notes on it. And so it's covered and it's beautiful graffiti right now. And I don't know where the hell I'm going to put it, but it puts those things in perspective that when you feel that there's no one listening or paying attention, people give a shit, right? And sometimes it's a lot, and you have to figure out different ways to pivot from it. And so the work shall be done, but sometimes it's hard as shit to do it. So when you see a creative or somebody putting an event together or working on something, give them a little compassion. Even if you don't want to go to the event, I'm not telling y'all to spend all your money that you don't have. People are broke, can't come to my shit half the time. I get it. But what I will always offer is grace. And so any black creative out here that's doing some shit right now, please, please, please be supportive. Whether it's emotionally, financially, don't have to tear nobody down. And speaking of support of a black creative, we're going to get into our conversation with the lovely, wonderful Adia Nicole, founder of A Vibe Called Yoga, starting now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Preach Jacobs podcast, once again distributed by Big Media and sponsored by Soul House Art Gallery at Kolger Center for the Arts. We're also sponsored by Mo Better Soul in Tussie. Anyways, I have a guest in here that's laughing at my guts right now. Thank you guys for checking out other episodes. We got started with this first episode. Shout out to my man Barrett. Shout out to Dre Lopez and Nikki Finney, who did the first Soul House Sessions conversations that we're going to be doing at the Kolger Center for the Arts. The next one is going to be Wednesday, September the 10th, 5 to 8 p.m. And we have Chef Amethyst Ganaway, who's going to be doing that one. Very, very excited about that. You can get tickets right now. You can go to the Kolger Center for the arts.org, or just go to all of my socials on Preach Jacobs on social media, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, yada, yada, yada. You can find me. If you find this podcast, you can find me. But speaking of the work that we've been doing at the Kolger Center Soul House location, one of my favorite programs that we've been doing for about the past year, we have the founder of A Vibe Called Yoga, Adia Nicole, here right now in the crib, having a conversation about the work that she's doing. God bless you, because I know you're going through some pain and we have to like adjust some pillows to get you. Ladies and gentlemen, this won't happen when you take her class, so please don't be scared. But no, thank you for being here right now. How you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So August, was that the 1 year anniversary of A Vibe Called Yoga?
Yes, yes. We launched A Vibe Called Yoga on August 18th, 2024. Yes. Mm-hmm. So at the gallery on Lincoln Street. And so we are, we celebrated our 1 year anniversary earlier this month on the 3rd, which was our first time in the space in the Kolger Center. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I thought it went so, so beautifully. The people there, I'm still hearing about it, about how much people enjoyed it. And we're so excited to still be going. And all that we've been able to do together over this past year.
Yeah, it's been the year just went by pretty quickly. And one of the things that I was talking to Nikki Finney at the first talk last night, and she was just talking about how much she loved having these conversations because it was such a simple idea. And my theory is always the more simple a concept is, I think the more power is behind it. So for the people that are unaware of A Vibe Called Yoga, which the next one is going to be October the 5th at 2 p.m. at Kolger Center for the Arts. You can also check out the Soul House Gallery on the 3rd floor. We'll also have information in the description for you to get your tickets. Tell us about how this simple but effective concept of A Vibe Called Yoga came to be.
Yeah. I'll talk about like the origins of it, but I really love that you talk about just the simplicity of it, because I think when I'm talking to folks about A Vibe Called Yoga, especially people that have not done yoga before, I try to simplify it, and because it sometimes feels really intimidating to come into an event, especially if you haven't done something before. So, I mean, it's we're moving our bodies, listening to dope music, and we're surrounded by beautiful art. That's it. It's really simple. And, you know, this idea came, you know, just a few months before we started last August. This was a conversation I was having with a friend at a bar, literally. Mm-hmm. I had been sitting on this idea for months, and just had not said anything about it, had not moved on it. And I started describing what would eventually become A Vibe Called Yoga. It didn't have a name yet. So I just started describing this event, and then it just kind of developed from there and came to fruition. And I tell people selfishly, I created an event that I would want to go to.
Absolutely.
And so this is something that, like, I feel like is just so rich for the Columbia community. A Vibe Called Yoga has always been intended to travel, to move. Mm-hmm. I think that this year was very important to stay rooted in Columbia, and we'll always be in Columbia. That's where we, you know, that's where we began. But it was really important to establish what it is, and to establish at Soul House was just such a special experience, you know. So that's where, you know, that's where it came from. It's just this idea that I've been thinking about, like, you know, wanting to do yoga in different spaces, have the energy of a live DJ, and just add the little, you know, we add these little personal touches to it, you know, welcoming people by their first name when they come in, and just making the experience a really embodied and connected one was really important to me as we established what it was and what it really looked like over this year.
I think it's really cool because as a programmer, I think that's the first thing that always goes to my head was like, is this some shit I want to go to? Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that if you start from that place, things are going to be more, really, really effective. Mm-hmm. I like what you're doing because the same way we had the conversation about you taking this concept and doing classes at these other locations. Mm-hmm. And when I had Soul House on Lincoln Street, as much as I loved having like a brick and mortar space, there's something special about traveling with an idea and the idea of saying, hey man, we're going to come to you, yes, right? We're going to find different ways to impact as many people as possible and doing art, doing creative work. And let's be clear, doing exercise, you know, that's the gospel. And sometimes you got to go out into the community and do those type of things. Mm-hmm. So with that said, like, was that intentional for you to try to figure out a way to go out in the community as opposed to having, this is just one stationary place. Yeah. I have my own yoga studio. Like, yeah, what is your experience as a yoga instructor, you know, going to other places and saying, okay, these are the things I really like to do. These are things I want to do differently.
Yeah. No, great question. So I think that 100% that was intentional. people ask me pretty often, like, where's your studio? Do you want a studio? You know, and right now the answer is no. And that could change in the future. But I right now, I believe that what I am being called to do is bring my work to people. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's room and there's space for studios where people come and the space is dedicated to a yoga practice or any other exercise format. But where I believe that I fit into the wellness world at this time is bringing mindful movement to people into beautiful spaces, centering local art. And I think that that's really important. And that was very intentional. I think about when I think about moving to places, going to different places, I think about accessibility. Not everyone has access to or feels welcome even in some yoga spaces. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that it's really important to get into communities to reach folks who may or may not ever step foot in a yoga studio, but that may, you know, really love and appreciate art. And so I'm a fan of this gallery or I'm a fan of this DJ, and I'm going to come try this event out. And, you know, those are the people that I want to reach. And so it was very, very purposeful in creating something that we could move around and bring to different people.
Yeah, I love that. And once again, the next A Vibe Called Yoga session is going to be October the 5th at Coker Center for the Arts on Green Street. Get your tickets. Go to Coker Center website. I was going to say CokerCenter.org, but you can just find it. Go to Coker Center for the Arts. I don't have it right in front of me. You can get the tickets right there. It's interesting what you said, because I think that there's similarities with art culture And one of the things I've talked about with some of the column work that I've done, where you're saying that some people don't feel welcome when they were walking to yoga spaces, or don't feel that they're, you shouldn't be here. And I think that was one of those things that I noticed with having Soul House on Lincoln Street, was the conversation of art wasn't just about retail and selling it. It was about accessibility. What's your origin story of getting involved in yoga and seeing those things and realizing you wanted to do something different?
Yeah. So my origin story in yoga is it's there's not a lot of fanfare to it. It's a very mundane story. I was working at on a college campus at the time, and yoga and guided meditation were offered to faculty and staff for free, and I decided to try out guided meditation. Yoga wasn't even my first choice. I was like, I want the meditation, and I knew that I feel stress and all of those things, and I'm like, well, this could help me. And so the meditation facilitator was also the yoga instructor, and after a few sessions, she was just like, you should really try yoga. And she had to say it to me a couple of times before I ended up trying it. And one thing that I will say about my first experience with yoga was that one of the pieces of my experience was the space. And that definitely matters, you know, when we fast forward to A Vibe Called Yoga, because we were in this, I was working at a school in Atlanta. And so I was working at Georgia State. And so Georgia State is embedded, integrated into downtown Atlanta. So we were in this tall building surrounded by windows. Mm-hmm. And so on one of the top floors, and I can just remember, I mean, I loved the yoga. The yoga was awesome. But I just remember looking around and being like, oh my gosh, this space is so comfortable, so beautiful, looking out, seeing the Atlanta skyline, like, and that has stuck with me. It matters where, you know, we are in this practice. And so I continued to practice over the years, off and on. It wasn't super consistent. But when I came back to yoga and decided to do my teacher training, is when I really started thinking more about accessibility and where I fit in the wellness world. And so, I had the opportunity to visit lots of studios, visit lots of classes, and really meet people, meet other teachers, meet yoga practitioners. It is sometimes pretty apparent that when we think about yoga, when we think about wellness, sometimes in general, it sometimes feels white and thin bodied. And so when Black and brown folks, or folks with bigger bodies come into spaces, sometimes we don't feel like we belong there. Mm-hmm. And so it was really important for me to connect with folks who looked like me. And I think that representation matters. I also think that welcoming environments matter. Absolutely. No matter who it is. And so it's just something that I'm super conscious of is, you know, not only sometimes we talk about belonging and making people feel welcome. I like to think about it like a step further. Like, I not only welcome you into my space, I value you in it. And I think that you being here is important. And that's what I hope that I bring into any space that I'm holding for folks to move their bodies and to find their breath and to, find all of the benefits that you can get from mindful movement. But it's a thing in the yoga world. And the interesting thing about it is that historically, yoga is a Black and brown practice. It's, it's got roots in, obviously, in India, also roots in Egypt, so like, it has just over the years become westernized and whitewashed and capitalized.
They gentrified.
I mean, all of the things, all of the words. So it is important. I mean, there's room for all of us, but it is so important that we are being inclusive and making sure that that wellness is accessible to everyone. And that sounds really simple, but it's needed.
Now, once again, the simplest ideas are always the strongest. And once again, October the 5th, 2 p.m. at Coker Center, the next A Vibe Called Yoga session with Adia and with yours truly behind the wheels. Go to CokerCenterForTheArts.com to get your tickets. Also, the next Soul House conversation series is going to be September the 10th, and that's going to be on there as well. I'm going to be having a conversation with Amethyst Ganaway. Get those tickets. Support all the Soul House stuff that you love and like. Quick question for people that never have done yoga before and you talk to them about what you do. What is one of the most reoccurring paranoias that people have that you could kind of say, hey, here's one of the biggest fears people have with yoga as a first timer. Here's how I can kind of calm that down.
Yeah. So I'll pick one. There's a couple, but I think the most common thing that I hear from folks who have not done it before is that, oh, I'm not flexible enough for that. I can't even touch my toes. Okay, a lot of us can't. And so all the more reason to come and practice yoga. And yoga is so much more than the physical practice anyway. It's the breath work. It's all of the other things that, you know, I can do a whole episode on that. But I think people's, you know, the most common, you know, misconception maybe, or hang up about it is that I'm not flexible enough to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes back into like what we see. We see the thin white woman who's, you know, got her foot on the back of her head. And that's what we think about, you know, when we think about yoga. And it's really so much more than that. So I would just encourage someone who doesn't feel like, you know, they are flexible enough or whatever, to come try it out. You don't have to be flexible to do yoga. And I'm going to say that one more time. You don't have to be flexible to do yoga. Yoga enhances your flexibility if that's your goal. But most of the time, like folks, I mean, there's so many poses that I that are not a part of my practice, you know, and so it's not about doing the hard poses. It's about finding your way on the mat back to yourself and, you know, finding that quiet time, that still time to just be focusing on your body and your breath in that moment. Most of us don't do that enough. And so it's just a time that you can spend with yourself, for yourself. And, you know, don't let that be a deterrent for you, for sure.
And you guys have no excuses anymore, because that's the main thing that I heard people saying about that. And by people mean me, because I think I've said that, right? But I will say, I love the work that you're doing. Happy 1 year anniversary with A Vibe Called Yoga. I'm so glad that we're doing some of this work at the Coker Center with Soul House. And tell our listeners, all both of them, I'm kidding. if outside of A Vibe Called Yoga, because we're doing it bi-monthly, if people wanted to catch a class from you, where should they go?
Yeah, so follow me on Instagram at Adia Nicole. Also follow A Vibe Called Yoga if you're not already. And I post all of the places where I am. I hop around to different places. I teach a couple classes at Drew Wellness Center. I teach a couple at Fit Columbia. And then I partner with organizations and do some things in between as well. So I always post my where am I this month each month on my Instagram. So follow me there, and I can't wait to see you on the mat somewhere.
Word. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Once again, Vibe Cult Yoga, October the 5th, 2 p.m., KogaCenterForTheArts.com. Get your tickets on there. Also, the next Soul House Sessions, the conversation series, this is going to be the second one that we did. We just finished the one with Nikki Finney. We sold out, and it was absolutely fucking incredible. Shout out to Dre Lopez. I think we're going to have another episode with him talking about that as well. Some more details to come for that. And I think we probably have that conversation recorded. So when I get all that audio squared away, I'll put it out on the podcast for the folks. And also September the 10th is going to be Soul House Sessions. October 5th is going to be the next Vibe Cult Yoga. And follow me, Preach Jacobs, on all the stuff Preach Jacobs related and all that good stuff. A lot of bourbon and maybe an edible. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is the Preach Jacobs podcast, powered by Big Media, sponsored by Koga Center for the Arts, Soul House, Mo Better Soul, and Tussie.
Tussie, Tussie. Yo, high power, the mic's powered. Sleep in the day, but then the night's hours. I'm drenched in the rhythm, y'all like a light shower. Standing next to me, I might tower over your feeble minds. I'm black power redefined, use the mic to speak my mind. Why you use it to keep them blind? I cried when Fife died, something left won't get it back. New era like some fitted hats, I'm Farrakhan if he's spitting raps. Getting in the strip club, going tip for tat. Telling shorties, I want the scully like a winter hat. Picture that, why you arguing, who's the best? This and that forever, bring the heat like where December at. Leave the mic alone, stick the crack. Well done, like the cookie sticks wrong. It didn't take wrong, cause bitches love me like a Drake song. Yeah, yeah. Lonely, it's fantastic.
Plain and fantastic. Lonely, together.
It's fantastic.
Plain and fantastic. Lonely, together.
It's fantastic.
Tender like the first roll of thunder.
Fantastic like a Dilla record. Chess moves, never deal with checkers. Aim high, feel the pressure. Get off my block like a rim protector. Above y'all so high, can't pretend to measure. Not on my level, but commend the effort. Carolina's equivalent to Babylon. With my respects worth a trill, similar to Amazon. Just move like a vagabond. Missy with the bull like a matador. If you ain't trying to inspire what you rapping for, it takes a long time to sound like me. Strong neck, wanna hold the crown just like me. Welcome to 30 plus, when you invited out, concerned with spending 30 bucks. Rather be home watching Hulu with dirty nuts. I love this. You don't want smoke like smudge sticks. Never was the hardest nigga, but still son, he's ill. He's like a father figure, cause your real father didn't bother with you. Shush.
The preceding podcast is solely owned by its host or hosts and is distributed by Big Media LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.